Morning. I was about to announce that we're unable to use Sky High today, but I just got a message that it has been fixed. It seems that someone in Trondheim had forgot to renew some certificates for the domain controllers. That would cause us not to be able to log into anything today. But they, when they screw up like that, they fix things very quickly. So it should be working now. Have anyone noticed? Try to log into Sky High this morning and unable to log in. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we. Before I tell you about the projects, there's one thing I forgot to mention yesterday. When we speak about desired state configuration, we should also mention that that's similar that we have RSpec for writing tests for Puppet. You have Tester as the framework for running unit tests for PowerShell. So if you were to really professionalize your setup with like you do in Puppet, with automatic testing in a pipeline, you can do the same thing in PowerShell as well, but then you would use Tester as the framework. And if you read about Tester, you will see that the kind of tests you can do are also very similar to the kind of tests that you would write in RSpec. Just so you remember that, there is a testing framework for PowerShell as well, similar to RSpec, and it's called Tester. I published this news this morning without proofreading it, so I hope it's okay. So you should form groups, two or three students. If you do have a strong preference for working alone, that is it's possible, but I don't recommend it. But you know, if you have to. Yeah, if there's something that you really, really want to work alone, it is possible. But please create groups of two or three, and then you will get a list of possible topics to choose from, or propose your own topic. But choose three possible topics. If you come up with your own topic, then set that as your number one priority, of course, but there might be several groups that would like to do the same projects, and you will have to do different projects. So I will decide who gets to do which project. So in Fronter, I've created a folder called Project Wishes. So create a document, either just create a Fronter document or upload a text file, where you state just your number one, number two, and number three project wish, and do that as a group hand-in. Does everyone know how to do a group hand-in? So you just go to this folder here, and I'm not able to do that because I'm not a student, but you can, I think, when you either upload or you create a document, you can choose to create a group hand-in, and then you include all your project members. So you have a folder here, so I can see who is in each group. So if you do this, by the end of Wednesday, then I can, there's no crisis if you don't do it by Wednesday, but I will wait until Thursday before I start assigning projects. So then I can assign projects to everyone who has asked for projects on Wednesday, and then you can start working on Friday if you want to, because then you know your topic. And then for those who haven't chosen anything by Wednesday, they will have to do whatever is left after that day. So on point being, on Thursday I will make some decisions about which project is assigned to which group. The project must be infrastructure as code, meaning you should use Git, write code. If you want to use Bitbucket or GitHub or any other repository, but I won't read access to what you're doing, so I can see that you have some kind of progression. So if you create a repository in Bitbucket, please invite me with this username for read access. I just want read access so I can see that you're working and that the entire group is contributing. And on GitHub, if you're using GitHub, I'm GitHub goes in there. I'm A Yelm here on Bitbucket, and GitHub goes in on GitHub. So you should write code. You should use Git repository. And you need to hand in a good technical report between 10 and 20 pages, dependent on how much text and figures. I prioritize working on the code. Report, I don't want to see that you've spent 80% of your time writing. You should spend 80% of your time doing coding and 20% of your time writing the report. So, but try to write a good report, because that's of course is what I read, where I read what you have done, and this will be the basis for your grade. But I will also try to observe what you're doing in the Git repository, so I get a good impression of what your work. So my goal is that if you work hard, you will get a good grade. You should, and you have to use Puppet and or desired state configuration and or Heat, or explore similar systems. If you want to do something in Amazon CloudFormation or in orchestration on Azure or something, which is also infrastructure as code, that's fine. So, but if you want to base on what you've learned in this course, you have to use one of these three technologies. But if you want to do something else that we can classify as infrastructure as code, that's also fine. Yes, first use Git and invite me. So in your report, you must discuss security. If you're going to implement something, make something happen, and when that's our goal, and you're doing this for a business, and the business wants to make money, they don't want to spend, when you're students, you have all the time in the world. You can work throughout the weekend. But when you get a job, you expect to be paid for the hours you work. That means your boss will say, you have 50 hours to complete this project. And then after 50 hours, you have a prototype working where you've done a bunch of shortcuts. And there are several security issues, but the business has to start making money, meaning you have to put it in production. This is what you will face. That's where you should never try to develop a system without security from the beginning. So, but even if that's always our philosophy, we always end up with some shortcuts. So if you do make shortcuts, or when you set up a system, there's always something you can say about security. Are there plain text passwords? Are there unencrypted, unauthenticated connections? Is data stored somewhere that can be leaked? Do you have confidential information? Is there something? How can someone attack what you're doing? So think security and write something about security. The typical project will get a score between 60 and 80% correct. So you get a score between 0 and 100. And if you do the typical project, you do what is expected of you, you will get a score between 60 and 80. Meaning that's a C. That's the range of a C. A B is between 80 and 90, and an A is above 90, 90 to 100. So if you want to get an A or a B, I mean, you don't get an A or a B in this project, you just get a score. You don't get a grade before all three parts of the course are completed. So, but if you want to be above 80%, you have to do something to impress me. Meaning if you write Puppet code and you include some testing, that's impressive. If you use Git in a really professional way, meaning you use some advanced commits with consistent syntax all the time, etc. You know, if you add some features, if you do some additional development than just to what is expected, So anything that you demonstrate that you have worked a little bit extra, put some effort into it, I will award you. And I will, I'm not happy with my current template for your project report, so you will get an example template on how your report roughly should look like. But you'll get that in within at least within 2 weeks, probably by the end of next week. I just want to modify my current template before I publish it. Okay, so here's 21 ideas that I've been thinking about throughout the semester. But remember, please, if you have something that, or you get inspired from this list and know something you want to do, feel free to do that. And if you want additional inspiration, then go to the Puppet Forge. And you see this right column? This is blinking, meaning I'm running out of batteries. Let me know when sound disappears. Here are the Puppet supported, meaning widely used. Here are Puppet approved, also widely used. These are popular searches, meaning this is what many companies use and do. So look here, look for kind of systems that they use Puppet for to find additional ideas if you want to. Let me know when sound disappears, and I have the batteries ready. Okay, so for Elk, the Elk stack, we've done the simplest possible setup. So one thing you can do is to scale it up. How you do that is up to you. I mean, you can add all the parts of ELK. You can add, you can parallelize. You can do load balancing. You should, of course, export all kinds of logs, and not just the couple we have selected. I think we only have authentication of the server. You can set up so the server also has authentication from the client. There are several things we can do to expand and professionalize the ELK setup that we've used. Some of you have taken QGIS course in the spring semester, database applikasjonsdrift, where you used QGIS system bookface with an infrastructure setup, with a database and memcache and web servers and so on. So you could write Puppet code for the entire infrastructure you use in that course. You have two servers that we're not doing anything with. Yeah, login 01 and 02. The thinking there is that it would be nice if you were able to log in using a user in Active Directory, and home directories were automatically created. And do this with a secure as possible setup. That's one thing you can do. There's an excellent product, one of the excellent Norwegian IT products called Varnish, which is a web cache that many companies offering web services are very much fond of. So how do you deploy and set up Varnish? Suricata is a widely used intrusion detection system. Deploying that could be a good idea. We haven't done anything with the firewall setup for our infrastructure. And if we're careful about security, we should have a default deny policy. You know, there's maybe only the ports that we use should be open. How can we do that? Can we lock down our setup that we're using as much as possible? So setting up firewalls on all the hosts and coming up with a rule set and implementing this with Puppet and or desired state configuration. That's a possible idea. We are also not doing anything with host hardening. We're just using these hosts without, we have rarely focused on doing update of software or doing any base configuration to make the hosts more secure. So like on Windows, you have this baseline security analyzer and similar tools that you can use to find a recommended setup that will make the default configuration more secure. This is called host hardening. So you can choose that. If you were to work, if you like, you've met Lars Erik in the IT department. He started working here in May, and one of his first tasks was that in NTNU we have a manually administered parallel setup of the Atlassian tools at all locations. I think at least two locations in Trondheim and in Ålesund and in Gjøvik, we have a setup of Jira and Confluence, Atlassian tools that you use, who here have used Jira? Okay, so Jira is for project system development. It's for assigning tasks and managing software projects. And Confluence is the corresponding wiki system. So these are industry standard tools that I'm sure you will encounter. So we use them in several courses. And so Lars-Erik, he should automate and professionalize configuration of the Atlassian tools. That's one of the things he, I'm not sure if he has started doing it yet, but I see there are some Puppet tools for doing this, and you can get demo versions. So if you're skilled in deploying and administrating the Atlassian tools even though they are commercial. That's useful, very useful thing to learn and try to do. If we have an email server, how do you scan for malware? And when you have an email server today, you never have one email server. You have a bunch of email servers, which are load balanced. So how would you set up and deploy some kind of virus scanning engine? We had a simple demo of WordPress. So you have the code that you can for deploying WordPress with a web server and a database. But that was just a simple demo. And also, the whole world uses WordPress. So if you want to scale that up and do a more professional setup, there's a whole bunch of plugins for WordPress. You can get WordPress to do all kinds of things. So that's, of course, something you can do with Puppet as well. I'm really not happy, actually, with the network that we use in Borg.trek. Because it's just one network. It's not a professional network. If you set up an infrastructure, you should have several networks. You should separate management of the hosts into a separate management network. You have a separate storage network. You have this out-of-band network turning integrated lights out things, and you have a private network, you have a DMZ network. So redesigning the Borg.trek network to be more realistic, that would be this is more like a heat orchestration. That's something you can do. And of course, our exercises are a bit boring. And as you see, many of these are help me improve this course. So we should have some traffic. There should be some stuff happening. There should be some attacks. Like in again, those of you who took Kyrre's course, you know that he has this traffic generation included. And one thing we could adopt his system here, that might be an opportunity, but there, I mean, traffic generation is something that many do. So what's the widely used ways of doing traffic generation, simulating activities? I've actually heard this from two different companies. We have a simulation environment, we do the setup and so, but it's not really exciting because there's no traffic. There's a whole bunch of tools for doing traffic generation. Sort of simulate that there are users here. There's things happening. So if you want to look into that, that would be great. And of course then, so there's traffic, there are things happening, and that would make our implementation of Elk much more exciting. If we then can go into Kibana and then see that this host is currently being attacked, and I see that from the centralized logging system, that would be kind of cool. The binlog beat setup, that Puppet module had errors and was very simple. And the way we're using FileBeat as well is also very, very simple. So the log shipping part of Elk, we could definitely improve. Ransomware protection. Just link to this because it was a fresh example. So this is a hair salon, yes, hair cutter. hair salon in Kongsberg. Suddenly they see that they have been exposed to ransomware, meaning he tries to use the register and all the customer database, everything. And everything is encrypted and locked down, and we can give you the key if you give us a couple of bitcoins. And she felt that she had no alternative, so she paid up, like, I think it was 40,000. Yeah. So she had to pay the roughly of Norwegian kroner 40,000 in bitcoin. Then she got her computer system back. And of course, as people keep paying this, the market grows, because people see that they can make money this way. So ransomware is going like this. When do you think it will you will detect it on your servers? Just a question of time. So we better be prepared. Ransomware is not something on your home computer in the future. It is something that will show up in advanced forms on all kinds of hosts. So, and the basic protection is backup. And of course, having some kind of backup that the malware cannot reach and cannot encrypt. But there might be other things as well, but look into what's the best protection for protecting against ransomware. Write Puppet or desired state configuration code that is typical that an enterprise can use and use for deploying that protection on the hosts for either the servers or the employees' laptops, for instance. Writing a good base configuration for Windows in desired state configuration. I know this is something that there's one group who is very interested in doing. So that's why I just noted that. So this is basically an IDE that's partially from another group. So I just want to be confirmed that they really want to do it. I mentioned the Windows Nano server. We should really experiment with that. I'm not sure how, but I know how, but I'm not sure if we can do it in Sky High. But at least you can download Nano server and deploy it in like VirtualBox and use desired state configuration to configure it. So you can, point being, demonstrate and create the desired state configuration for use with Nano server. And also, can you configure Nano server with Puppet? That's also interesting to find out. I mentioned a couple of times that we're not using Docker. We're not using containers, so but we should do that. So we can redesign what we've done, or you can create an infrastructure where you put your servers, your services into containers. So, for instance, the components of the Elk stack. If you want to parallelize and have several instances of Elasticsearch, for instance, it doesn't have to be servers, it can be containers. So if you want to look into deploying and using and setting up containers, basically meaning probably you will then want to use Docker or use some of the orchestration tools for Docker, like Docker Swarm or Kubernetes or something. That's an opportunity. We don't have graphical login to any Linux hosts. We only use Ubuntu as servers. But sometimes it would be nice to have deploy Ubuntu as a desktop with remote desktop login. How can we set this up? Probably. probably with B and C, but there are other alternatives as well. So if you want to set up so we how we could deploy, for instance, so we have an Ubuntu client in our network, which we can log into and have the graphical user interface. Of course, Sensu, we also just barely got working. You can dive into and scale up Sensu. There's no Windows NTP module in Puppet. And there should be. So creating an good Windows generic Puppet module for NTP is one possibility. Samba is a widely used file server that can supports both Windows and Linux clients. And so deploying and setting up a good configuration of Samba could be an opportunity. Yeah. So that's the 21 ideas that I've been thinking about for the last couple of weeks. Any questions? Okay, so think about this, and there's no urgency. Propose something yourself, or form groups. And as I said, everyone will get a project, but everyone registered project wishes by the end of Wednesday, they will most likely get their best chance of getting their number one wish, since I will start assigning projects on Thursday.